This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, May 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The class of 2022 is about to enter a job market where workers, college grads in particular, are in high demand. And this year's graduates arrive with a unique set of expectations of what they're looking for from employers.
It's really about that human connection. It's about company culture and gaining some of the social experiences they had to forego in college when you were wearing a mask, when you're doing remote learning, all of those types of things. And they really want to have that collegial experience in the workplace.
But a recent survey by the LaSalle Network staffing company shows that while grads have a clear vision of what they want from their first job, recruiters and hiring managers may not be getting that message. Coming up, we'll talk with LaSalle founder and CEO Tom Gimbel about how new grads can fine-tune their wish list and adjust expectations to land that first job after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
After spending half their college career locked down due to COVID-19 restrictions, the class of 2022 has made it clear it wants a sense of community at their first employer. We may be in a job seeker's market, but the connection between grads and recruiters is still crucial. So are grads and recruiters on the same page? Tom Gimbel is founder and CEO of the LaSalle Group staffing company, which recently surveyed thousands of college students about what they're looking for post-graduation and how they match up with recruiters. Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you, JR.
So Tom, let's start with something that makes the class of 2022 different from most. The group has spent most of their college experience in a pandemic, and during that time, many companies have gone fully or partly remote. How are these graduates thinking about this as they look for their first real job?
It's a really interesting question, JR, because it is a different world than what probably they thought they were going to get into when they went to college 4 years ago. And what our data shows us is that 89% of graduates this May want to be in an office. Now, some of that's 3 days a week, 4 days a week, not all of it's 5 days a week, but they want to be in an office. And it's really about that human connection. It's about company culture and gaining some of the social experiences they had to forego in college when you were wearing a mask, when you're doing remote learning, all of those types of things. And they really want to have that collegial experience in the workplace.
Okay. But I mean, connection and social experience, won't those be hard to come by, at least at first, given how many people are still working remotely?
No, it really won't, because so many companies now are doing a hybrid, at least 2, if not 3 days a week in the office, and especially with new hires. Now, they may not be getting the connection with senior management and executives that they might have gotten before. However, with a training class coming in together, that there's usually an opportunity to have that type of experience.
Okay, so grads are entering the workforce with specific expectations, but is there a challenge here for the companies? You know, how are they going to meet those expectations?
No, I think the expectations of what you want out of a job should be high. And I believe that that's the social contract that exists, is that employees should want something from their employer, and employers should guarantee that or give that to the employee. But what I will tell you is that as an employee going in right out of college, you've got to contribute. You're only going to get out what you put in. And if you only want to be there for 6 hours a day or 5 hours a day, you're not going to make meaningful connections. You got to come in early, stay late. If there's a company softball team, if people are going out for happy hours, you've got to contribute to it beyond just showing up.
Softball games and happy hour. That sounds like workplace activities from the pre-pandemic good old days. Let's hope we get back to that.
Yeah, I think, listen, I like the good old days, and I think most people do, and especially when we're coming into the summer. And so one thing we know is that during the summer and being outside, people let down their guard. And with COVID hopefully stepping into the backdrop with warmer weathers in the summer, there's no reason that there can't be more extracurricular activities for employees in a work environment. And a softball team, a kickball team, flag football, whatever they choose to do is fine. And just going to the bars and sitting out on the patio is great. But I think those are the types of things that really make employees, especially for recent college graduates, fall in love with a company.
All right, let's talk more generally about the work environment that grads might find themselves in. What kinds of things are they looking for?
The most importantly is a sense of belonging. So they're coming from this collegiate experience where everybody was either, you know, 3 years below them or their age at the end and within a year or two during all of college, and they felt a part of this group. And the hardest thing for any college person when they leave and go into the business world is, where do they fit? All of a sudden, they were sitting next to somebody who's 20 years old in a class, and now they're sitting in a cube next to somebody who's 45 years old. And do they belong? Do they feel a sense of connection? And even worse, do you feel any connection if you're sitting at home on your computer zooming in? And the answer is no. And so people really want to get that sense of belonging.
Okay, so grads are entering the workforce with specific expectations, but is there a challenge here for the companies? You know, how are they going to meet those expectations?
Well, that's the challenge, is that, you know, companies are trying to appeal to every demographic and every type of employee that they have. Some who want to come in, some who want to stay home, some who are old, young, black, white, Asian, female, Latino, it doesn't make a difference. And what the employees want are all different things. And so companies, this is a really important thing right now, JR, is that companies have to lead. And they have to do what they believe is right. And if that's having people in the office, then they need to lay down the law and say, this is what we expect, and get people back in so they have this camaraderie.
And this year's graduates are going to be looking for a job at a time when workers are in high demand. We've talked about that a lot on the show. Is that going to change what the recruiting process looks like for them?
No, not really. It's an interesting dynamic because workers are so hard to come by. However, in May of 2022, the market's going to be flooded with recent college graduates. Now, they may not all be coming from Harvard and Stanford, but there's a lot of seniors out there going to schools all over the country, and now they're competing against one another. And companies want to get a certain type of caliber, whether it's based on internship experience, grades and potential, or personalities. And so you've got to go out there and fight for the job the same way you would have if unemployment were at 6% and wages were down.
Yeah, we've seen that some college seniors have already received multiple job offers already. Is that unusual?
It's not that unusual for the past few years. If you look back over the past 20, there's always going to be times like that. But what we've seen is that the kids that are eager and interviewing in January, February, and March, the companies want to grab those people because they like that attitude of, I want to secure myself now. I want to make sure that we're ready to go, versus the ones that have more of a laissez-faire attitude, and they'll interview for a job after college, which those people are fine too, but they're not showing or demonstrating the same get up and go as the ones who are looking earlier in the year.
And what about once they actually take a job? What are these new grads' expectations for salary and raises and advancement?
Oh, JR, you know as well as I do, they want 100% raise, and they want to be promoted to vice president tomorrow.
Yeah, don't we all?
So, but you know, some of that's a joke and said in jest, but there is some truth to stereotypes. And what companies have to do is lay down boundaries and say, this is the time frame we expect, and this is what we expect from you from a production level. And employees should say, what do I need to do in order to get positive reviews and feedback? When we live in a gray area, no one wants to ask or answer is when the problems exist.
So the key here is for everyone to be on the same page.
Yeah, you got to communicate. But it's, you know, when you're 22, it's pretty hard to know how to speak to your manager when you're worried about being in a new environment. It's really up to the company and the managers and human resources to explain to the new hires, this is what's going on. This is when the feedback comes. This is how we're going to talk to you. This is what your expectations are. So the person knows.
So when new grads sit down to talk with recruiters, how can they overcome some of these differences we've been discussing?
Well, I think number one, practice does make perfect. So the more interviews that people have, the better off they are. Number two is you've got to practice and do it with somebody who's going to be honest with you and give you feedback. And parents aren't always the best for that. right? They think their little angel can do no wrong. And in reality, they can do a lot of wrong. And we all can. And so you need to go to somebody and practice with somebody who's going to give you direct, honest feedback on how you sound and what your communication is, and have as many interviews as you can possibly have.
But Tom, is this like a brave new world for recruiters? You know, the fact that they've got to revise their playbook for finding college graduates.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that it's a game changer for recruiters. They've got to be willing to adapt. They've got to be flexible, but they can't be intimidated by the situation, not by the candidates, because they shouldn't be, but by the situation. The situation is this. Employees are going to ask every single time, is there flexibility with the role and can I work remotely? And that doesn't mean they won't take the job if they don't get it. It means they're just asking, because that's like asking, what's the vacation time and do you have health insurance 30 years ago? They're standard questions, and know your answers and be confident. And I think what a lot of people are lacking in this day and age, and I think a lot of it has to do with being locked up in your homes for 2 years, but is they lack confidence for social interaction and minimal confrontation.
All right, that's LaSalle Network founder and CEO Tom Gimbel. Tom, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me with you, JR. Always good to talk to you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.